It's a hot and very humid summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The heat is not extreme. It's more of a typically hot summer day, so we see a number of days like this during the summertime, though it is a good reminder to take things a little more slowly on days that are like this and be sure to stay hydrated as well. The heat advisory remains up for our valley locations through early this evening, and the heat advisory returns tomorrow for the north near Lake Champlain. That's the spot that will see the most sun and will have the warmest temperatures. In the short term, it's going to remain warm and humid through late afternoon into this evening. There are a couple of spotty thunderstorms in the forecast, though most areas are going to stay dry late today into tonight. And it's going to remain warm and very humid tonight, so it's going to be another good fan or air conditioner night. Lows will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Some patches of fog are likely to form. And then tomorrow, we're going to have a storm work its way up the East Coast. There's still some uncertainty surrounding the storm, how intense it's going to be, and exactly where the track will be as well. Some models take the track up over New York, some bring the storm over Connecticut, and some bring the storm a little bit farther east, out around Cape Cod or even the islands. And the uncertainty with the track, unfortunately, leads to some question marks in the forecast. There's going to be rain across portions of our area tomorrow night into Saturday, but the questions are about where the heaviest rain will occur, and those answers really won't be found until we're more confident in exactly where this storm is going to track. So the bottom line is, we're looking at a threat for rain that will increase during the day tomorrow. Some downpours are going to be likely as well. From the Albany area on south and southeast, those spots are the most likely to see rain. If the storm track is farther east, it may end up not raining much north and west of the Capital District. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and update the forecast as we go through the day tomorrow. And the humidity is going to remain up right through the weekend. So both Saturday and Sunday are going to have the chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, warm and humid with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, hot and very humid, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, warm and humid with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of rain, some downpours are possible, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, warm and humid, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, rain developing, some late-day downpours are possible, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid, patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and for tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of rain, some downpours are possible, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, very humid, scattered downpours and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s, and on Sunday, continued muggy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.